still can't believe I'm going to the culinary cook-off in Skokie. I guess dreams do come true.
Waldo, if you cook this dish, you a shoo-in for first place.
Wow. Me, Waldo Geraldo Faldo. A little nobody from nowhere winning a golden spatula.
It could happen. You a great cook, Waldo.
Well, you know about these competitions. It all depends on how I look in a bathing suit.
Signing up, guys.
Hey, Steve. You all packed?
Yep, ready to go.
Do it!
Good luck in Skokie, Waldo. Break an egg.
Thanks.
Have a good trip, Waldo.
Yeah. While I'm gone, no soaking your socks in my crock pot.
Hey, Steve, thanks for picking up my dry cleaning.
Ah, no, Biggie. I would have been here sooner, but I got caught in traffic when I returned your videos.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
By the way, you forgot to rewind again. They yelled at me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. You know you're a great friend.
Gee, thanks, Ed Al. Do it. Get this.
Hi, Winslow. What's going on?
Hey, Lyle, I'm just kicking it. Maxing and relaxing, styling and profiling.
Howdy, Steve Urkel here. I'm not in college yet, but when I get there, I hope my voice drops an octave.
That's the least of your problems. Well, so, Winslow. Oh, thanks for lending me your car. My Porsche is finally out of the shop.
Hey, anytime. Now I can tell everybody I lent my car to a member of Beta Chi.
The president of Beta Chi? Listen, Winslow, we're recruiting some new frat members this semester.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you.
Hey, not so fast. The other members of Beta Chi have to meet you. I would invite you to the frat house for one of our parties, but we're under a 30-day probation.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. In hindsight, I believe that inviting the dean's wife was a boo-boo.
Well, listen, if you guys want a party, you can use my place.
Really? Oh. Well, let's see. Well, okay then. It's on. Saturday night, 8 o'clock. We'll bring everything, including the girls.
Hey, that sounds great. Hey, I'll pop for a case of soda.
Soda? Funny.
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene.
As you can see, 447 people have already ordered this item, so don't miss out.
Hello, hello. Yes, I'd like to order the helmet that roasted dispenses peanuts. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, it is a classic. Yes. The name is Carl Otis Winslow. That's right. Yes, the initials spell cow. Yes, just charge it to my account. Hey, don't I get a free bag of peanuts with that order? Okay, just check it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. Bye.
We have a vast...
Carl, did you just order more junk from that TV shop-a-thon?
Junk? Junk? You call hot roasted peanuts fresh out of a football helmet, Junk?
Yes, I do. I bet that thing will break in less than a month.
Harriet, it has a 30-day money-back guarantee. If it breaks, I'll just send it back. In the meantime, I get to use it for free.
Oops, my cookies are ready.
Cookies? Hey, maybe I should order the matching Chicago Bears helmet cookie jar. Harry?
Hey, Luigi, let's watch some cartoons.
Okay.
Wait! Look at that.
Item number 124, a child's 10-speed mountain bike. Purple and black with electric horn and water bottle.
Ooh! Man, that bike is fat.
Yeah! Order it!
What? I don't have any money.
You don't need any. Do like your Uncle Carl. Order the bike, ride it for 30 days, then send it back.
Yeah!
Such a great time.
Hey, Beta Chi knows how to party.
That's my favorite fraternity. Beta Chi guys are so hot. Are you a member?
Well, all of the fraternities have asked me to join, but I'm kind of leaning toward this one.
Oh! Can I get you a soda?
Sure, baby.
Thanks.
All right, now, don't you be gone too long.
No, I'm gonna go get that soda.
Man, I'm gonna like being a member of this fraternity.
Hey, it's got its advantages.
Rah, rah.
Hardy, Hardy. Hey, how's it going? Hey, what's the haps? Oh, who came in?
Steve, what are you doing here?
Don't you remember what you said yesterday?
What?
Well, you said we were really good friends, and hey, if my best bud is having a party, I'm here to get down!
Well, get back up. And why are you wearing a toga?
Well, why aren't you? Well, kind of think of it. Why isn't everyone? My college friends are infamous for their boss toga parties.
Steve, toga parties went out of style years ago.
Wow. Well, a super cool dude like me could bring them back single-handedly. Excuse me, Edo, but I got a tingle to mingle. Would one of you lovelies like to trip the light fantastic? Tango manawa wabano?
Trump dead.
I'm probably too much man for. Spike the punch bowl.
Sure. What is that?
My own special blend of psyllium seeds mixed with mango and papaya juice. Ain't nobody gonna be stopped up tomorrow. Needs.
Yeah.
What's that guy's problem?
I don't know, man. But Steve is harmless. I mean, he's just having his own kind of fun.
Well, can't he have it somewhere else?
Eddie, you promised me a slow dance, please.
Take it easy, baby. Your supper's over.
Wait a minute. I'm the one that got the soda.
Yeah, baby, but you see, you get the next two dances.
That guy is more than a nerd. He's king of the nerds.
Not loud. That's a little bit harsh. Prince nerd, maybe, but
listen up. Just hanging with a guy like that can damage our rep.
What are you saying, love?
Simple. Either he leaves or we leave right now.
I'll allow you.
Or maybe being a member of Beta Chi isn't that important to you.
All right, everyone. Now here's a classic from Morris Pulaski's White Album. Well, what's the matter, Anna? I was just starting to cook.
Well, that's the problem, man. You're cooking a little bit too much. Look, some of the frat brothers don't think you fit in. They want you to leave.
But this is your pad, Edo. Ergo, your party. And I know you, Edo. You would never yield to group pressure, right?
Look, I'm sorry, Steve, but I want you to leave, too.
I see. I'm embarrassing you, huh, Edo? Well, don't worry. I won't embarrass you anymore, you know. I'll leave and I will never come back.
No, it's the leftovers, thief.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, baby. You know, Eddie, sometimes I think you eat more of our food since you moved out.
You guys are just jealous because you don't have my healthy appetite.
I guess you had a healthy appetite the time you ate a cookie magnet.
That's okay, son. You're still a member of this family, and everything we have is yours with one exception.
I could use some extra cash.
That's the exception.
Well, how's the big man on campus?
For your information, I've been asked to pledge Beta Chi.
Isn't Beta Chi that really cool fraternity with all the good-looking guys?
Yep.
Wonder what they want with you.
You better watch it, or else I won't introduce you to any of them when you get to college.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really glad for you, Eddie, you know, getting into such a cool fraternity.
Thanks, Laura.
And all it cost you was your best friend.
So Steve told you, huh?
He didn't have to. I could hear him sobbing from his sensory deprivation tank.
Look, Laura, I can't help what happened. I mean, Steve is still in high school. I'm in college now. I'm into a whole new social thing. Steve wanted to tag along, and I had to cut the cord.
Look, Eddie, I know Steve is irritating, but he has feelings just like anybody else. He's been a good friend to all of us, especially you, Eddie.
But Laura...
He idolizes you. Like, you remember the time you broke your tennis racket, then you gave it to Steve?
Yeah.
He bronzed that broken tennis racket, Eddie. And he keeps it in his family safe deposit box.
Wow.
He acted like you had given him gold.
Wow, for me? Thanks, Edo. You're the bossest butt a guy ever had.
He has everything you've ever given him. Do you really want to write him off as a friend? The one person in this whole world that thinks that much of you?
Oh, Carl, thank you so much for picking me up. I tell you, I could not have made it another second.
Go there.
And you, come here.
Where did all of this stuff come from?
The TV shop-a-thon.
What? How did you pay for it?
We didn't have to pay for it. We put it on Uncle Carl's account.
Little G. I think I hear your mother calling you.
I don't hear anything.
Listen again.
Oh, yeah. That's her.
Richie, sit down.
Honey, what you did was wrong.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pay for all of this stuff.
No, you're not.
I'm not?
Uh-uh. We'll just do the same thing you're doing with the peanut helmet.
What's Uncle Carl doing with the peanut helmet?
Well, he's gonna use it for 30 days, then send it back. That's what we're gonna do with these toys.
Richie, look, you're old enough to learn an important lesson here. Now, just because your Uncle Carl goes out and does something doesn't mean that you have to be a bonehead, too.
Richie, I was gonna return the helmet only if it broke.
I can break this stuff.
That's not the point. It's wrong to try to get something for free.
That's right, Richie. And I hope you learned your lesson, young man.
I did.
Hey, I learned a lesson, too.
What?
I learned to be very careful what I say when I'm around you.
Winslow, am I disturbing you?
Oh, no. No, I was just studying. Come on in. You want some popcorn?
Oh, no, thanks. I can't stay long. I just wanted to drop off this. We voted last night. Congratulations, you're in.
Oh, great. Great. It's really great.
You don't sound like it's great.
Oh, no, I'm happy. It's just that, I've been feeling kind of bad about what happened at the party.
So Jackson threw up on one of your neighbors. We were just having fun.
No, man. I've been feeling bad about Steve Urkel.
The nerd? Who cares about him?
I care about him. Steve Urkel's been my friend for a lot of years.
Hey, Earth to Eddie, he's a loser, a social leper, a geekmeister.
Look, Steve has always been there for me. Through happy times, bad times, he's been there. Steve Urkel is loyal. And when I really think about it, he's one of the best friends I've ever had in my whole life.
It's very touching. But Steve Urkel is the exact opposite of everything Beta Chi stands for. Now you can either hang with us or nerds like Steve. Take your pick.
Well, that's the easy decision, Lyle.
I thought so.
I'll hang with Steve.
You regret this, Winslow.
Kiss my beta, Kappa.
Well, if it isn't Toga Boy.
How, is that your face or did your neck throw up?
Steve, how long you been out here?
Long enough to... I was gonna return all the things you've given me, but I... Oh, Al, that was beautiful.
Steve, not out here in the hallway.
I'm sorry, sir. You okay?
Yeah.
Al, that was beautiful.
Steve, not in here either, man.
Oh, yes, man.